Extract 2. Questions 37 to 42. You hear an interview with Dr. Craig Harrisburg talking about avoidant personality disorder. You now have 90 seconds to read questions 37 to 42.
My name is Dr. Craig Harrisburg, and I'm a mental health professional specializing in psychiatric well-being. My topic today is personality disorders. People with avoidant personality disorder, or APD, have a lifelong pattern of extreme shyness. They also feel inadequate and are hypersensitive to rejection. APD can cause psychiatric symptoms that create serious problems with relationships and work. If you have APD, you might have difficulty interacting in social and work settings. This is because you may fear any of the following: rejection, disapproval, embarrassment, criticism, getting to know new people, intimate relationships, and ridicule. You may also have trouble believing that people like you. When you're sensitive to rejection and criticism, you may misinterpret neutral comments or actions as negative ones. Researchers today don't know what causes avoidant personality disorder, though there are many theories, however, about possible causes. Most professionals subscribe to a biopsychosocial model of causation. That is, the causes are likely due to biological and genetic factors, social factors, such as how a person interacts in their early development with their family and friends and other children, and psychological factors, the individual's personality and temperament, shaped by their environment and learned coping skills to deal with stress. This suggests that no single factor is responsible. Rather, it is the complex and likely intertwined nature of all three factors that are important. If a person has this personality disorder, research suggests that there is a slightly increased risk for this disorder to be passed down to their children. There is no way to know who will develop APD. People who have the disorder are typically very shy as children. However, not every child who is shy goes on to develop the disorder. Likewise, not every adult who is shy has the disorder. If you have APD, your shyness most likely grew as you got older. It may have gotten to the point that you began avoiding other people and certain situations. Your doctor may refer you to a mental health professional who will ask you questions to determine if you have APD. To be diagnosed with APD, your symptoms must begin no later than early adulthood. You must also show at least four of the following characteristics. You avoid work activities that involve contact with others. This is due to fear of criticism, disapproval, or rejection. You're unwilling to get involved with other people unless you're sure they will like you. You hold back in relationships because you're afraid you'll be ridiculed or humiliated. The fear of being criticized or rejected in social situations dominates your thoughts. You hold back or completely avoid social situations because you feel inadequate. You think you're inferior to others, unappealing, and inept. You're unlikely to take part in new activities or to take personal risks because you're afraid of embarrassment. Psychotherapy is the most effective treatment for APD. Your therapist may use psychodynamic psychotherapy or cognitive behavioral therapy. The goal of therapy is to help you identify your unconscious beliefs about yourself and how others see you. It also aims to help you function better socially and at work. Psychodynamic psychotherapy. Psychodynamic therapy is a form of talk therapy. It helps you become aware of your unconscious thoughts. It can help you understand how past experiences influence your current behavior. This allows you to examine and resolve past emotional pains and conflicts. Then you can move forward with a healthier outlook about yourself and how others see you. Psychodynamic psychotherapy produces lasting results with benefits that continue after treatment. Cognitive behavioral therapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy, or CBT, is another form of talk therapy. In CBT, a therapist helps you recognize and replace unhealthy beliefs and thought processes. Your therapist will encourage you to examine and test your thoughts and beliefs to see if they have a factual basis. They'll also help you develop alternative, healthier thoughts. Medication. The FDA hasn't approved any medications to treat personality disorders. However, your doctor may prescribe antidepressant medications if you have co-occurring depression or anxiety. People who don't receive treatment for APD may isolate themselves. As a result, they may develop an additional psychiatric disorder, such as depression, agoraphobia, substance abuse problems. Treatment doesn't change your personality. You'll most likely always be shy and have some difficulty with social and work interactions. But treatment can improve your symptoms and help you develop the ability to relate to others.